Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Well, it's about that time again. This is Mark Dobbs, along with my lovely wife, Shawn Dobbs, and this is
Emerge from the Ashes. Every week, you know, Mark wants to do this thing where he wants me to do like this grand entrance opening kind of thing, and I mess it up every week, right?
Yeah, she just kind of paused like she didn't know what to say this time. I'm like, is she going to say anything? Like, what's going on here? Man, well, we're just going to jump right in, not going to procrastinate. We are here again this week. And we have a guest this week. Yep, it's not us. So, sorry, y'all. Maybe another time. But we have someone probably even better than us.
Funny enough, guess what?
What's that?
I don't think I told you.
What?
It's going to be us, just us next week.
Oh, that's the devil. We have with us today a brother named William C. Harris Jr. William C. Harris Jr. is associate pastor at Fresh Wind Ministries in North Las Vegas, Nevada. He's a husband to Tina, father of five remarkable adult children, and grandfather to nine. Woo, nine. He's old. Fantastic grandchildren. He is the author of Beware of the Strange Woman. Yep, we got a lot of those. Pray for him. This book provides awareness as to how this dangerous spirit is, and which can be driven by seduction, lust, greed, idolatry, immorality, and ultimately leads to death and hell as its objective and final goal. You know, we know that, you know, men need this thing because men are just so jacked up when it comes down to a woman. It's like we chase anything sometimes with, you know, with that. Yeah, I ain't going to say that right now. I'll say that for later. But we just run after anything. So the content of this book will provide deliverance, wholeness in your life, and can literally cancel generational curses that has caused a great deal of dysfunction in your life. We all need that. Yeah.
So on this evening, we want to welcome author of Beware of the Strange Woman, Associate Pastor Will C. Harris Jr. Are you there, Will?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, I am.
Awesome. Hey. You got to excuse our shenanigans.
That's okay. That's okay. Never a dull moment, right?
Never.
That's what we got to do, man.
That's it.
So we're going to just jump right in there to find out more information about you and about your book, Beware of the Strange Woman. Usually my husband asks this question, but I'm going to ask tonight, what led to the title, Beware of the Strange Woman?
Well, interestingly enough, back in 2013, I was relatively a new member at my church, and the Lord was really ministering to me deeply about Proverbs chapter 5 as it relates to this particular topic. And a number of other chapters, and I'll probably get into that a little bit later in our discussion. But I was studying it, And I had mentioned it in one of our men's small group fellowships that we have at our church on Mondays. And my pastor actually challenged me to facilitate one of the discussions for our next meeting, to my surprise. And I was just really getting my feet back on the ground, so to speak, in my foundation in terms of ministry leadership as a minister in training. And so I was really pleasantly surprised and kind of guard with it. But, you know, the Lord gave me information to share with the group. And really, to my pleasant surprise, the men were very convicted with some of the information. They could relate to it from their own life experiences and things that they have heard, things that they have been exposed to. And afterwards, in our private discussion with my pastor, Paul Kelker, he spoke a word of prophecy to me that, you know, actually put me in fear, because he said, I really see this this outline in a book form. And I respectfully spoke to him back, I'm not a writer. And so you may have missed God on that one. You know? And he just further went on. I said, you know, I've never heard you miss God before, but you just may have missed him on that one. And so this project was literally birthed from that word prophecy. And I just began to ask a few questions to some people that I knew that were authors. Matter of fact, our church administrator is a incredible author herself, Lynette Simmons. And she kind of gave me some counsel and some words of encouragement. And I just literally set up the computer and began to just write. And, you know, the Holy Spirit kind of led me to the material, led me to how to differentiate between the chapters and the subjects. And, you know, through a couple of years of a process and going through a different publishing company at that time, it's really evolved to what it is now, thanks to you guys. So I appreciate that too.
Awesome. I was listening to you said, I guess the Lord told you about Proverbs 5?
Chapter 5, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just looking at it for a second. I'm like, man, yeah. Like, just looking at couple of verses.
No, I'm saying, it's loaded. It's like, loaded with the information. Yeah, yes, sir.
Yeah, it's like you could just write a book just based off of chapter five. Just the first few verses in chapter 5.
Exactly.
What would you say is your sole purpose for writing Beware of the Strange Woman?
You know, my sole purpose behind it was really to not to bring women down in a general sense. That's why I try to make it clear in the opening statements of the book that this is not an opportunity to, quote, bash women, because it has nothing to do with that. But it was primarily inspired to bring awareness to the body of Christ, and that, you know, meant for men and for women. You know, it's ironic because initially what I believe my purpose behind it in a sense was to just focus the book and its audience, if you will, to men, really attach themselves to the material and the content, because it was educational for them as well. So the Lord's really been ministering to me about being more open for everyone to embrace the content. It's not about me, it's about the material. And I try to make sure that I don't base anything about it in terms of my own opinion. It's strictly from the Word of God. I didn't create it. Mm-hmm. I didn't make it up. It's, you know, literally pretty much God breathed. So, you know, a lot of the content of it is really, it's found in Proverbs chapter 2, Proverbs chapter 5, chapter 6, 7, 9, 14, 20, 23, and 29. So it's throughout. But that's the basis of my motivation behind it and the objective, and it still is. I'm hoping everyone can have the opportunity to understand the value of it. You know, speaking about women of God, they don't. It doesn't necessarily have to do with them directly, but maybe they may know someone in their family is operating under this spell, if you will, of the spirit of the strange woman. And there's some that I believe that are operating this way, and they're not aware of it because they just simply lack the knowledge and the understanding that goes along with it. So here we are.
Yeah, when I was reading your book, I was just like, man, this is just loads and loads of information, and can be like it could be like, you know, sermons and, you know, things that you can teach a lot of men, like, you know, bringing it to like different churches or different groups, even the young men who really, really need it. Like these,
yes,
preteens and things like that. Like, it's like, because of, you know, the material you use, you know, from Proverbs, you know, they can like take your book and, you know, even and compare it to, you know, the Bible. Like they can use your book as a workbook if they can't, you know, because it has so much
there.
Like it could break stuff down.
Yeah, you know, that's a really good point, because at the end of every chapter, it's only a 7-chapter book, so it's very small. It's handy. It's easy to handle, easy to read, easy to follow. But at the end of every chapter, I have study. I call them study questions. So really, objectively, I'm hopeful that the Lord will see fit to attract to men's ministries globally, so they can utilize them in their small group settings. And they can literally discuss the questions that I have provided for them, and you know, hopefully it'll just open things up, you know, further. So yeah, it's a good point that you brought up.
Good. Even get it to these schools. Hello.
Yeah. Hey. It, you know, it's just like even when you just said that, it's kind of it sprung a thought in my mind about to hear Dr. Miles Monroe say quite often as related to purpose. And the sooner that we can discover that, the better it is for our life, and it becomes more meaningful, and we don't have to just kind of haphazardly go through life and just doing things because, you know, maybe we have an ability to do it or there's a need for it, and then we live an unfulfilled life for so long, like many of us do. Even with young men, like you just pointed out, I think it's a great opportunity. It's a great tool for parenting and mentoring for kids. So that, you know, like I said, you know, it's interesting because I was just reminded, Pastor, I was looking at this the other night as a reminder to my own mind. And Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, it says, you know, we are literally destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. And that's a real, real powerful statement that text makes, because, you know, a lot of us think that we need to, the most important thing may be our finances or, you know, launching our businesses or anything as it relates to material things. But it's interesting because that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says even though those things are very important and those types of things are part of Christian living, but it should not be the main focus. Knowledge and the lack thereof is what hurts us. Acquiring the wisdom, acquiring the knowledge, utilizing the wisdom that goes with it, and then having the understanding to support it, that's what we're lacking. And the sooner we can get truth, you know, into our people, our believers, even those that are non-believers, get them the knowledge and give them the understanding about it, it'll help them be able to prevent certain types of attacks from the enemy that affects us, unfortunately, with great success, even in the church today.
That's very true. One of the things that VPP, Divine Purpose Publishing, sticks by is our model, which is writing with a purpose. The reason why we have that motto is because it's not about money. Like, our purpose and our passion as writers, as Christian writers, should not be, I need to produce this book because I want it to sell for money. I want to produce this book because there's a burning passion on the inside of me. God has stirred something on the inside of me so deep that the world needs this.
Absolutely.
So, you know, so there's such a difference in being a secular, you know, author as opposed to a Christian author, because our writing has a purpose.
Yes.
So I like the fact that you really brought that out.
Yes, ma'am. You know, I think it's also important that I kind of let people know that I am a man of God. I am a Christian, and, you know, I am the author of the book. And a lot of it is to appeal to believers. But it's important to me, and I know it's important to God, that this is also a tool to reach the non-believer and also to give them an opportunity to gain knowledge. Because everybody has to face these three entities, I call them, and they're found in 1 John chapter 2, verse 16, where it says, the pride of life, it says this, for all that is in the world, which is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but it's of the world. So everybody is affected by those three entities in life. And a part of what this strange woman thing, the spirit of the strange woman, how she operates, how she functions, and how she's been doing it for thousands of years, still doing it now, it's really based upon lust and greed, if you will, and objectives to tear down something or tear down someone for selfish gain. And you know, we know how damaging pursuing the lust of the flesh is. I mean, there's no containment to it. It's never fulfilled. It just keeps on and keeps on and keeps on, unless we do what Apostle Paul says to do, and that is to kill it every day and bury it every day and don't let anything pluck it up by what we see or what our ungodly desires may draw us to. So that's another goal through the book.
That's right.
One of the things that I enjoyed when reading Beware of the Strange Woman was, I'm going to mention two different things. I don't know, I might say three. See, I went from one to two to three. One of the things that I enjoyed was that a woman could definitely read this book. Like some women may look at this book, and I know that you said a little bit about this in the beginning, but some women may look at this title and say, Beware of the Strange Woman, and be like, oh, okay, well, that's for men kind of thing. But I love the fact that although it says Beware of the Strange Woman, a woman can read this book, and it can serve as a mirror to us. As you had brought out, sometimes we can operate in different, we can operate and not realize we're operating in this spirit. So what it does is it serves as this mirror for us to kind of check ourselves. You know, am I acting like this? Am I displaying this attribute instead of an attribute that I should be displaying as a daughter of the Most High God? Also,
absolutely.
When I was reading this book, I realized, like, this book is excellent for, you know, for my sons who are 12 and 14 years old, because although they have the book of Proverbs, like, they can go through this book, as my husband was saying, and they can really, like, you know, point out certain things in this book to say, okay, well, I know, because although it talks about the book of Proverbs, it also goes into that spirit of Jezebel and just different things that are not in Proverbs that can be found in other, you know, books of the Bible, but it's not right in Proverbs. So although I know one of my sons tells us all the time, he's like, I read Proverbs every day. Okay, that's awesome. But the spirit of Jezebel is not found in Proverbs. It is,
right,
but not in that particular sense to where it points out and says, you know, Jezebel. But the spirit itself is in Proverbs. So this book shows you that her dealings is also in the book of Proverbs. Another thing, I know you're like, wow. Okay. I really enjoyed this book. And as you were, so people need to understand, like, this is a great book to go ahead and get. They need to get their hands on this book. Because
I agree.
Was really excited. I was really blessed by this book. And I even like how you went into, like, different details. Like, because what I found from even speaking to, like, just Christian men is that they believe that certain attributes are just manly attributes when I disagree. I disagree that a man has to look at a woman and, you know, has to check her out up and down and all this and that because men are visual. I disagree with that because the Word of God does not agree with that. Just looking
right.
at a woman in the wrong way can spark the wrong thing.
Absolutely.
So I like how I enjoyed how just different things that I felt like, no, that has nothing to do with you just being a man. I enjoyed
right,
how this book like really pinpointed that. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Amen. Yeah, that's a cop out statement. I make this we had some discussions with our men's group even not too long ago as it relates to this lust of the eyes thing, the visual thing, and how men are generally visual more so than women are, and to a degree that could be argued too, but for the sake of this conversation, it's one thing to be able to quote notice a woman, and it's another thing to keep looking at her. Two different things. It's impossible not to notice someone from the opposite sex because of the world we live in. I mean, no one lives in a bubble. No one lives in isolation in its sense. If you're working, you're going to the store, you're functioning in society, if you're a man, you're going to see another woman. If you're married, you're going to see another woman. It's impossible. You don't have to unclothe them with your eyes. You don't have to look at them inappropriately. You don't need to be, you know, viewing their extremities and things like that. That's when it turns into lust. And I wanted to share, too, you were referencing Jezebel. It's actually referenced in 1 Kings chapter 19, 2 Kings chapter 9, and also chapter 11, along with Revelation chapter 2, just for info.
Awesome.
Amen.
Thanks for sharing the scriptures with the listeners. Wow. Do you have anything else, Mark?
No, my head is not my head. Thinking of stuff.
Yeah, there's so much that you could just point out when it comes to this book. So what we would like you to do is please share with the listeners where they can purchase, because I know that our time is wrapping up. It's something how quickly the time passes by when you're, you know, when you're having a good discussion.
Yes, ma'am.
I hope that
the book can be. Oh, I'm sorry. No, please.
Oh, no, that's okay. You can go ahead. I did ask you to go when I started speaking.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, it can be purchased. Thanks to Divine Publishing, Divine Purpose Publishing, it can be purchased on the Amazon platform, which is for this is amazon.com/the word author and then slash again Harris Will. So that's HARRISWILL. And that's the link that can take everyone who is interested to purchase that way. Also, I have a website that kind of directs it to that too, which is the word strange series number 8.com/website. And I want to, you know, publicly say how much I appreciate you guys and your publishing company and the relationship that we've accumulated in this past, I guess it's probably less than a year going on to 1 4-year. And okay, just to really quickly, just to let people know how the word purpose is just so powerful, because I was searching and seeking God for direction and wisdom as to who my next publishing company was going to be. I knew some of my experiences in the past that I did not want to revisit, and I know I knew I needed quality, I needed respect, I needed honor, and I wanted to be able to give, and I just really wanted to let it be a God project. And I knew if it was going to be a God project, that it had to be a publication company of excellence. And you guys exemplify that in everything that you guys do. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Me and my wife, just we praise God for you. We praise you, you know, with each other. I tell people, as many people as I possibly can, about your publishing company and the essentialness of it. And it's just, you know, God just keeps blowing my mind, because I was on Facebook actually looking for a different publishing company that was kind of trying to recruit me for my information, for my manuscript to review. And when I put in authors, Christian authors, boom, your publishing company website just popped up instantaneous. So like, God's like, this is it right here. And then when I saw the name, it literally drew me like a magnet just to start combing through it. I didn't even have to look at it really that closely. I'm like, honey, I found a company. And so every since that time, every step of the way, you guys have exemplified professionalism and godly traits, and everything has just been done and continually done decently. Nora, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Praise God.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
And you know what? And I reference you guys on my website, by the way. I'm just saying.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, it's a part of the design of it, the creation of it. So it's pretty neat. It's nice.
Ooh.
Oh,
amen.
Thank you. I tell
amen.
You, we get you up here for you to do an interview when you turn it into shouting out Divine Purpose Publishing.
Absolutely, of course. Yeah, this is divine partnership. So I appreciate it. I really, really do. I really do.
Thank you. We truly appreciate you and Tina, and you guys have been such a blessing in the DPP family. So we just thank God for divinely connecting us all.
Amen.
Is there anything that you would like to share? I know that we're coming to the close of this interview. Is there anything that you would like to share with the listeners on tonight? Any last words that you have?
Yeah, sure. I just want to encourage everyone that can hear what we're talking about to do everything that you possibly can do in God, to just keep yourself on guard, on spiritual guard, and fight as much as you need to resist ungodly appetites that may present themselves to you. You know, it's really important to also understand that this particular spirit, it's a unisexual spirit. It affects everybody, especially in the day and age that we live in with homosexuality and all those other wild things that are happening. It's just not centered toward men or against men, though that is very true. It's just things have just so expanded now over the years. And so I encourage everybody to just really be on guard and be aware of your surroundings, be aware of the things that are going on around you. And also understand this too, is that the ultimate goal behind this spirit is to separate us from God. It's to divide us from God and to infiltrate our intimate relationship with the Father, the goal, because if that thing can do that, it wins. It tears us down. Mm-hmm. That's how it starts to, you know, it tears down, like I said, on the back of the book, hopes and dreams and visions and families, et cetera. And because that happens because of the wall of protection that we have up, which is directly connected to our relationship with God, if that's infiltrated and it breaks down our filtering systems that the Holy Spirit has set up, that's when we lose. And so I just really encourage everyone to, you know, be on guard, be alert. And if you didn't know, now you know. And there's more information in the book. And then it is a series coming up. So I'm actually just starting to work on part two of this, which is going to be entitled Men Can Be Strange Too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And God's already, he's already instructed me that's going to be a lot longer than this book. So, praise God. But that, it's the truth. So, but praise God, that's all I have right now anyway. And thank you guys once again for the opportunity.
You're so welcome. Did you have anything else?
I don't have anything else, but you can finish up.
Well, I'm just going to pray us out. If you didn't have anything else.
No, I'm good. Thank you very much. Father
God,
we thank you for, yes, sir. Father God, we thank you and we praise you. We lift you up and we appreciate this opportunity. We thank you for the gift and the miracle of life in lieu of all the craziness that's going on, all the senseless murders and attacks and disasters. This, to be able to be alive and well, is a miracle in and of itself. And we don't take you for granted, Lord God. We don't take our lives for granted, Lord God. We just appreciate you. We acknowledge you as being King of Kings and Lord of Lords and our everlasting Father, our provision giver, our life giver, the provider of our gifts and talents and anointings that you granted us with. We thank you for our families. And Lord, we just ask that your hand of mercy and grace would continually rest upon Divine Purpose Publication. Brother Mark, Sister LaShawn Dobbs, Lord, I thank you for their vision. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what's even being developed and being created, even right now, even things that are happening behind the scenes providentially, oh God, for them. We ask that your hand would just open up windows that no man can close, doors that no man can close for this amazing family and the entire Divine Purpose Publication family. Bless all of us, oh God, that you're giving us an opportunity to display the gospel through us in our own unique ways. And I give you the praise for that. Give us victory, oh God, over that which is dark. Let that which is dark come to light. Let it be revealed. Lord, our objective is not to tear people down or embarrass people or demean people. It's to give hope to people and deliverance to people.
Jesus.
Win souls to Jesus Christ and advance the kingdom. Infiltrate the kingdoms of darkness so that the kingdom of yours, dear Son, can prevail in this world in which we live. Let this be a kingdom of God-driven life that we live. And we give you the praise. We thank you, oh God, for the best is yet to come. We thank you that you would provide continued success, continued access to more information and knowledge and understanding and wisdom. We pray for good health and blessings to our families for generations to come. And we give you the praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'll just pray over you, if that's okay.
Absolutely. I'll take it.
Okay. Lord, we thank you for Brother Will on tonight, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for you touching his heart to write this this book, this manual for men, for women, for boys and girls, Lord, to get them to beware of different types of spirits that's out there, women to men, to anything that's out there. Lord, just pray, Lord, for Brother Will that he won't become a strange man as he's writing his next book, because we know the enemy is always looking for some kind of door to creep in. He wants to bring up old secrets, old things. But Lord, help him to stay focused on you. Help his wife also, Lord, to to not ever look at him any differently, but that she would continue to pray for him and encourage him, uplift him at all times.
Hallelujah.
And Lord, just give him the strength to keep on going, to touch countless generations, all for your glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name,
yes,
we thank you. Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you again for this time to interview you on Emerge from the Ashes. And we just pray the blessings of the Lord over you and everything that God has purposed for you and for Tina to do. God bless you both.
Thank you. Really appreciate
to close
it.
Out, just, oh, you're welcome. And just give us the information again of where we can grab your book from.
The book is available on Amazon. It's Amazon.com/author/HarrisWill. And for those that want to access my website, that is on StrangeSeriesNumber8.wixsite.com/website. There you have it.
Amen. Thank you so much for joining us on tonight. And we want to say thank you to every listener who has been tuning in to Emerge from the Ashes. Join us again next Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on next week, my husband and I guess we will be the guests. So each month we're going to, and he and I are just going to have, silly Dobbs fusion show dealing with marriage and family. And then the following week we'll be back with our authors. Thank you all for tuning in. We love you and have a great rest of the evening. God bless. Thank you.